You're listening to the Hudson Valley Region Podcast, an official podcast of the New York City Church of Christ, teaching and worshiping God in the beautiful New York State counties of Orange and Rockland.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and grandmothers. Great to have you here today. We are going to be honoring you at the end of the service. I have a few special things that we want all of the moms to appreciate and to enjoy. But I wanted to take a moment here just to say thank you and to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I know I'm super grateful for my mom. She passed many, many years ago, but she raised four boys, three of us that were stairs that were a year and a half between me and my older brother, a year and a half between me and my younger brother. And God bless her for putting up with us because we were terrors around the house, and yet she dealt with us with great patience and incredible grace, and I learned so much from her, and I'm really so thankful to God for her. I wanted today just to share about a couple of moms in the Bible, and also as I'm sharing about them, us reflect on God, because we can see God's love through a mother's love. And really, that's the point of the lesson today, is trying to see God through the way mothers love us, and especially a couple of moms that we see in the Bible. You know, in Genesis 1:27, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." And this shows us that all of us have the image of God in us. And the question is, are we going to allow his image to be displayed in a bright, beautiful, wonderful way, or are we going to cloud his image? And every single day, we have a choice to do that. We have a choice in our lives of whether we're going to let the love of God shine through us. And so I encourage you to let God's love shine through you. As we were driving here, we get here a little bit early to just go over songs and things like that. And I love on Sunday mornings that if you listen to one particular radio station, they have Beatles in the morning. And I love listening to the Beatles songs on the drive up. And one of the songs that came on the radio was "Here Comes the Sun." And that's the song that that our daughter Chelsea walked down the aisle to when she was getting married. And it was quite awesome. The doors came open, the song came on, and then just as the lyrics were beginning, "Here comes the sun, here comes Chelsea." And she was so radiant, so beautiful, so in her white, just so bright and dazzling. And whenever I hear that song, that image comes into my mind. Now, here, you know, Chelsea as a bride walking down the aisle, and just Rob's reaction as well, being waiting for her to walk down the aisle, and I was so full of tears and full of joy and full of gladness, but she was radiant, and I think, you know, that's what God wants the church to be for sure, but he also wants all of us to be that way, because we have his image in us. So how are you doing reflecting the love of God in your life? And one of the great things about moms is you see that moms are able to do that. For Timothy, young Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, it says, "I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." Timothy learned about faith from his grandmother and then from his mother. And it's because they allowed the faith of God to be reflected in their lives that they influenced Timothy. And I know for me, when I think about my mom, she really influenced me to follow God. I remember her taking us all to church. At that time, we had all the children sit through the sermon, okay, with the parents. And so she's there for many years. Like my youngest brother came along 10 years after me. But imagine the first 10 years, there's us three boys a year and a half apart from each other, like a staircase. And she's trying to keep us quiet for 30 minutes while the preacher is preaching. And the last place we wanted to be was, this is in a hard wooden pew, you know, in the church building. And she tried all kinds of configurations of sitting between us, having us sit really far apart from each other, sometimes sitting in her lap, sometimes her sitting on us, you know, to keep us quiet. And it was quite a battle for her. But we were there. We were there dressed up in our Sunday attire that we could only wear on Sundays every Sunday morning. I remember she taught Sunday school. And I can remember going to Sunday school class when she was my teacher. And I actually, that was my favorite time going to Sunday school. Because as she was teaching me, I was so proud of the fact that here's my mom teaching Sunday school. And there's that sense of when your mom's teaching, you think you're going to get away with stuff and get by with stuff. Not with my mom. You know, I knew she was going to be hard on me, but that was okay. And I can remember sitting in Sunday school and her teaching class and just being having a big smile on my face. My mom is teaching me today. And I can remember getting up in the morning and seeing her with her Bible open, reading the Bible all during the week. And I still have one of her Bibles that is just marked up with all kinds of markings in it. And I've looked through it, and I really love that she was a reader of the Word. And I think that's one of the reasons I love to read the Bible, because I saw her every morning with the Bible, reading the Bible, marking it up, putting her own little circles and underlines and that sort of thing in it, and that influenced me. And moms are that way. They allow the love of God to be reflected through them. I think of one mom in the Bible. You might not have heard of this mom. Her name is Rizpah. Rizpah is found in 2 Samuel chapter 21. And I'll read verses 10 through 12. It's a crazy story, but it does show a mother's love and a mother's devotion in this story. It says, Rizpah, daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it out for herself on the rock. From the beginning of the harvest till the rain poured down from the heavens on the bodies, she did not let the birds of the air touch them by day or the wild animals by night. What's happened here is that Saul's children have been asked to be released so that they could be executed, and they were executed, but then their bodies were just left out in the field. And so through a whole harvest season, for 6 months, she stood out in the field, slept by the bodies in order to make sure that no animals and no birds or anyone else could come in and take the bodies of her children. She wanted them to have a proper burial. You see, even after their death, their mom was still protecting them, still looking out for them, still just trying to see ways in which she could care for them. And that's what mothers do. And you see this in her life, in her willingness to be out there in the rain and in the heat. It didn't matter. She was going to protect the bodies of her children until they got a proper burial. And then finally, she was out there so long that David just relented and said, go ahead, give her the bodies. And the enemy said, go ahead, we're not going to do anything to you, because she protected these bodies for such a long time. And it shows a mother's devotion, and it shows a mother's love, that even in death, the mom still is going to be there to protect her children. And I can see this in my own mom. My mom was always, and moms are this way. They'll go to bat for you. They'll talk to teachers if something's happening at school. They'll talk to coaches if something is happening on the sports field. I can remember her looking out the window while we were playing in the yard to make sure that we were okay. And I can remember a time stepping between my older brother and me to protect me from him. Because my older brother Bill was bigger than me. He was stronger than me. He actually wasn't faster than me, because I had to outrun him. But whenever, and I got to say this about myself, I definitely had ADHD and was off the wall crazy when I was a little kid. And I'm sure I bugged him to no end. I would pick on him. I would punch him and run. You know, I did all the little things a middle child is known to do. Okay? And so I'm sure I bugged him. But then there were times that he would just turn on me, and I can remember Mom stepping in between us so many times, showing that protective love. And that's exactly the way God is with us as well. God loves us with a devoted, unconditional, protective love. You know, in the Bible it says, whenever you're tempted, there's always a way out. God provides a way out every time we're tempted. We just got to look for the way. Because God will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear. That's a promise that he gives us. So every time you're tempted, every time Satan's coming after you, look for the way out. God is there. He's there and he will protect you. God gives us faith. And God increases our faith. And God gives us a family like this so that we can depend on each other and help each other. God gives us his word so that we can gain strength from his word. God is a protective, loving God. And he has a mother's devotion and a mother's protection. And so when you think of God, be aware of that. Be aware of how much God loves you and how much God wants to protect you. I want to share about another mom, but before I do that, I want to call my wife Lee up, and she's going to share a little bit about her own experience being a mom and some of the lessons that she's learned from being a mom. So please welcome my wife Lee.
Steve asked me to share with you guys a little bit about God, what I've learned about God from being a mom. And I tell you, nothing has drawn me closer to God than being a mom. I've been taught so much about God, and God is still teaching me so much about him. But there are three things that stand out that I wanted to share with you this morning. And the first thing is that it's not about being perfect, but trusting a God who's perfect. My greatest sin as a mom is worry. I really wrestle with this with my kids in general, but then when I became a mom, it went to a whole another level. And for the first few years of my life as a child, I didn't have a great upbringing. My mom, I think she loved me as best she could, but the first few years were fun, and then she kind of fell apart, and my family fell apart, and so it was very hard. But I had two grandmothers that were awesome, that loved me to death. They were so much, they just did everything for me. And so I used to think, okay, I don't know if I'll ever know how to be a mom, so I want to skip being a mom and be a grandma. And because they were so awesome. And I used to try to figure out, now, how could that happen? And I'm thankful God had another plan. But my grandmas were awesome. One of them, you know, I grew up on a farm, and she would teach me about God through nature. And a lot of you women have heard me share this. She would go around, you see that tree? God made that tree for you. And she'd say this little poem, I see the tree sees me, God sees the tree, God loves me. And then she'd go to the flower, the dirt, I mean everything. But over the years, what that did was created in me our love for God. That, wow, God thinks I'm so special that he made that tree for me. That he made that flower for me. And I had no idea what was being planted in me at that time, but it really began my search to find out the truth for God, and I'm forever grateful that she did that. I really am. And I continue to do that with my kids and now with my grandson. I've already started that with him, and I love it. God put in my life a wonderful stepmom years later. He put in my life a wonderful mother-in-law. They loved me like their own, and now all of them are gone. And, you know, those times are hard when people we love and have impacted us have passed on. But I'm so thankful in all of this that that God helped me become a Christian through the seeds that each of these women put in my life, that He helped me have spiritual relationships, spiritual moms like Sissy Hansen, moms that later on, as I became a Christian, helped guide me spiritually, and godly friends, godly women, so many of you that have helped me. And what I've learned about, because I'll beat myself up, I'll think I have to do it all just right, or I have to be perfect, but I've learned that I can't, but God can, that he gives me the perfect source, the Bible, where to go to, and he gives me godly women for help. And the verse that I love so much, 1 Peter 4:8, it talks about how love covers a multitude of sin. Ooh, that verse comforts me a lot, because I'm so thankful that God loves me, that he covers my sin, and that what I can get to do is love my kids in that way also. The second thing that I love about God and that I'm learning about him is that I have to trust God that he loves my kids more than I love them. And that's hard to imagine, but that's what the Bible says, and God's proven that. And that the struggles that they go through in their life are what they need to go through to find God. And as hard as that is to watch, I have to remember that these are God's kids. And he has loaned them to me for a few years, and my role is to give those kids back to God the best I can. My role is to be faithful and to let go. I wrote out a list of things that I fight to do because of what I've learned from God. To be faithful, to let go, to do all I can to show them my love for God, show them how to repent, show them how not to let emotions control my life, how to forgive, how to sacrifice, how to apologize when I blow it, teach them the whys behind what God says and how good of a God that he is, so that they will want to love him also. And to teach them that I love them no matter what, I'm their biggest fan, and as long as I'm alive, I will be there for them. The third thing that I love about God is that he's always watching. And as a kid, that kind of used to scare me. But then as I've learned what a great God he is, it comforts me to know that God's always watching. And I just want to read Psalm 121 in closing out, just part of it. It says, God, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over all of you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. And I love this psalm as a mom, knowing that God is always watching, that he's always watching over me, always watching over my kids, how protective he is, how he's always there. And you know what else I love? I love how it says he doesn't sleep. Because as moms, you don't sleep a lot, right? And I think, okay, God can relate to something. He doesn't probably have emotional breakdowns like I do from not sleeping. But he can relate to us in every way. He's such a good God. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Thank you.
Amen. I want to say I appreciate all the sisters that we have in the church. And you inspire me, and you call me higher. We just sent off a couple of our campus sisters for the summer, and they both wrote Lee back. One of them left on Friday, and the other one left, I think, Monday or Tuesday of this week. But they both wrote Lee and said, when I left on Friday, said, already in contact with the church out in California, going to be there on Sunday, and very excited to be a part of things. She went. She got involved in the campus ministry there for the summer, and it's just so encouraging. And then another sister who went down to the Philadelphia area, left, like I said, Monday or Tuesday, already in touch with the campus ministry here. They're having a special devotional this Wednesday night, going to go out. She did go out. She made friends, and, appreciate the hearts of all the sisters that we have in the church here. And I must say that I have a special place in my heart for all the single moms that we have in the ministry here. And the sacrifice that you make is an upward call to all of us. And we appreciate your faith, we appreciate your commitment, and we appreciate the way that you hang in there with everything that you have going on in life and are a great example to all of us. And the widow of Zarephath is in 1 Kings chapter 17. She's the second mom I wanted to talk about, and she's a single mom. She's a widow who's now trying to raise her child on her own. And it says in verse 9, go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath, and when he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me please a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour and in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. I mean, here's a woman who's in a very serious state. It says, Elijah said to her, don't be afraid, go home as you have said, but first make me a small cake of bread for me and from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jar of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. You see, two things about the woman here. First, Elijah asked her to do something, and he explains it and explains how God is going to take care of her, and you see her generosity. And I think that's a great example for all of us, to be generous. But you also see a second thing about her, and that is her trust. Elijah said, God's going to take care of you, and she trusted that God would. And I think part of being a mom is being generous and also trusting God. You also see that her resources were very low. And a great thing that I noticed about my mom growing up, you know, she had four hungry boys to feed, and we were all just running crazy all the time, doing any sport that was in season, but she used her resources so well. Sometimes I would look in the cabinet and I would think, what are we going to eat tonight? But she provided for us in a great way because she trusted in God. I remember a story that Connie Bean told. Many of you know Connie and Tommy Bean. They're down in Central Jersey, and they have a number of children. One of them is John, who worked in Staten Island for a while. He lives in Houston now. But Connie was talking about how when she and Tommy, whatever they took in for the week, that had to provide for all four of their children. But the first thing that they always did, the very first thing, was they always set aside their contribution. She trusted in God. And there were times where she didn't know how God was going to provide. This is one time where John had just signed up for football, and in order to play football, you had to have cleats. And John didn't have any cleats. And so he came to his mom and said, Mom, I signed up for football. Let's go to the store and get some cleats. And Connie was like, Son, we don't have money for cleats. We can't buy you cleats. Instead of going to the store, let's start praying. And so on their way to school, they prayed on their way to school. And just that God would provide, God would provide. And John walks up to his coach and says, Coach, I can't play because I can't get any cleats. And the coach said, well, you know, there's some cleats that were left over from last year. Let's see if we have your size. And they went rummaging through the year-old cleats. And Connie says she remembers picking him up from school, and he comes running out to her holding cleats bouncing in his hand with a big old smile on his face. And then she smiled as well, realizing that God did take care of us. We trusted in him, and he took care of us. And you see this here in this story, and it's a great story of a mother's love, a mother's devotion, but also generosity and trusting God. And it's an upward call to all of us. So I want to encourage all of us today, as we think about the moms that we see in the Bible, the lessons that we can learn from them, and also how they teach us about God. If we trust in God, God will always be there. He'll protect us. He will keep us safe. He'll provide a way out of temptation, and he will meet our needs. And so let's trust in God, and let's serve him, and let's appreciate the examples that we see of people in the Bible who have done just that.
Thank you for listening to the Hudson Valley Region Podcast. For more information about our ministry or to attend a church service, please visit our website at hvregion.com.